Blog Talk Radio.
Good Evesworth. I am your windy, wayward, vagabond prophet, equalizing the profiteers and drawing your ear near. But Strider on the line, thank you folks for tuning in. You know, still settling in with the whole Blog Talk Radio trip. I want to give you something good for your head. This is the eighth segment, and was hoping tonight to hook the whispering tongue himself, Mr. James Schroeder, but he found good reason to be occupied shopping for a lazy boy recliner for his ailing father. And he spent a day out on the town, and he's got a way of doing things, and I got to respect that. And such a clear distinction between the lifestyle of the 1260 and the 1320. Constantly reminded of the challenge to bridge both worlds and overcome the distinct qualities of consciousness, and there are many. We're going to move into identifying some of those things in the near future as we set the stage for the dream spell Telectonon Cosmology of Timeship Earth 2012. In this case, it'll be a real-time role-playing adventure game with an element fused from a days past called Dungeons & Dragons. And I've been thinking out loud about a Dungeons & Dragons dream spell Telectonon Cosmology. The real-time role-playing adventure game of prophecy, something that integrates the creative imagination with a now-based real-time mandate, which is deeply rooted in cosmology of the radial plasma universe and that of rainbow science, something that would be an all-ages trip and would fuse geomancy with elements of science and the yogic arts, and swirled up nice into a meaningful type of exploration or adventure play that would tickle your fancy. And I know you've seen it all because you are Amorikans, and your Amorikans are diverse, and you have the best of, and you've got your fingers in all forms of entertainment, and your senses are buzzing, and we're tripping pretty good. Well, thought I would basically take off from where we left before. And this night's this Eve's Friday. Friday night is all right, and so we figured we would start out by just introducing your host Bud Strider, Bud, to you, and give you some insight as to why I'm doing what I'm doing, and what my intention is with my work in this blogcast, and the movement and the measure and common sense to bridge the worlds, to bridge folk culture with corporate cannabis-minded folks, and to provide hopefully an element of art and creativity and high magic in making a new way, creating a new life. And that's what I want out of this year's campaign. I'm really putting everything I've got into it because I foresee being able to grow my own from home and to do so with ways and means to practice and to enjoy facets of culture that have been obscured as a result of hard economic times. So, to have a home-based reality and to be able to persevere in a way of life that at one time was well-defined and organized, and there's a long story to that. We're going to get there eventually. Just trying to give you a Friday night perspective that's befitting, and actually broadcasting here from the Rimsky Korsakov Coffee House, and it's right down the way here off of Morrison in southeast Portland, and rather quaint coffee shop, tea, dainty dessert type of artsy-fartsy hub for folks who get out and enjoying an orange mocha type of latte. And moving right into this night's meditation. It is a meditation. The life that we live is meditation, and the sun mirror is echoing the obvious. Actually, it's not so obvious, is it? Because many of us believe that meditation is a thing that we do. So in this case, it's the way that we roll, and it's the quality of life that we live. And that's why we had to define the mission statement of the Wellness Massage Collective. And in so doing, we came up with some very specific points, and these points were established throughout the course of many a years of practice, and those years were primarily from 93 to 98 within a social form we call the Tioshpa of Ablaza. And then from 99 to 2005, 2006, under the intense and ever-watchful eye of Valen Votan and the Galactic Federation. Oh, let's not forget the federal government, Big Brother himself. And I digress, but necessarily so, because it was very intense in developing a mission statement, something that would give me a very clear understanding as to how I could create a lifestyle for my family and what I wanted and what I need in order to go this distance and be able to put my head on the line and offer you the discovery of the law of time. So first and foremost, if you go to gorgewellness.org, you'll see that we have a very definitive form here that's referred to as the Wellness Massage Collective for patients, care providers, and practitioners, offering a core family New Start resource guide. New Start being an acronym for nutrition, earth, water, sun, time, and art, or the aesthetic regeneration and transformation. And the new time has to offer, and we have to thank Margaret at Mother's Market in Hood River for the New Start acronym. She, along with the folks at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, oftentimes will get together once a month and host a raw foods kind of potluck roundtable discussion, and we received permission from her to use the New Start acronym. a resource guide, but it's also a paradigm for caregivers who are assisting patients into reorienting themselves from home. And it's a very definitive path to wellness that comes with a very comprehensive toolbox of resources. And this toolbox will be a very useful utility, and more than likely will become a staple amongst caregivers under the OMMP banner. We are trying to get that watermarked in, are looking for investors and folks who would like to take advantage of that opportunity. The Wellness Massage Collective, in essence, is the Oregon Medical Marijuana Mojo Maximum Miracle Extended Virgin Program, also called that the Columbia River Care Providers Association. And you'll see within the site a number of buttons. And the first one is the turbosonic healing that's offered with sound wave vibrational therapy. And then you've got holistic care, wellness wizards, and the yoga retreat, culinary arts, articles, audio goodies, and the mission. The mission, of course, is just that, to encourage and support the ongoing investigation and exploration of alternative self-care methods, skills, practices, and solutions to refine human sensibility, improve health, and extend our life force potential. Human sensibility. The sensibility of the psychozoic era is one that is an extended vibration or feeling or awareness of oneself in relationship to everything, yoking the human whole on with the planetary whole on in order to participate in rainbow science and the advent of the Rainbow Bridge. We're looking at improving our health. I read in the Rolling Stone magazine, the recent October edition, that 5% of Americans have the opportunity to exercise every day. And that's something. And we know who's to blame for that, and that would have to be the feds, the federal government. But also, we have ourselves to look at, because we have a choice, and in making a choice, what we're trying to do is create time. Actually, we have to take time to slow down so that we can develop a personal practice that will improve our health and give us the hardware to receive the software, which comes in the form of stellar excitation, and attune ourselves to the new software, which is Homo Noospherus and the telepathic technologies of the once ancient future peoples. Improving the health, extending our life force potential. Life force is a current. Life force is a quality of relationship. Life force is perception. Life force is feeling. It's life force is sexuality. It's chi, and that life force potential, by and large, sadly to say, is untapped in many of us. Bud was 31 years old when he had the Kundalini flip switch turned on, and I was amazed to discover facets of my being that were by and large dormant. Although I had done a great deal of work with Ablaza, I had begun to tune into something that was so profoundly unique that that I came to the conclusion that most of us are tapping probably 20 to 30% of our full potential. And when I had my first live cell oxidation blood test run, the doctor told me the good news is that you're healthier than most. The bad news is that most people are sick and don't even know it. So, you know, developing a personal practice and the economy to support that practice from home is quintessential, and that's what the OMFP has to offer. Say it again, that if you don't have a personal practice at the time for prayer, meditation, and some athletic, aesthetic facet of yoga or something that helps you to feel good, then good luck in participating in the new age. Second point of the mission is to mirror, model, and echo to the best of our ability the achieved effort that was realized through the Ablaze Medicine Center Association. And this was a Sundance community. It was established by Good Horse and Sweet Medicine Nation with a Lakota flavor. And this society, which from what I was told started in 91, endured from 91 to 99, and during that time there was a profound community of folks who were deeply committed to personal purification by means of a Nipi. And the Nipi for most folks is known as the Swamp Lodge. And the Nipi is a profound ceremony utilizing the elements, of course, working with fire, water, cedar, rhythm, mantra, in the form of songs. And the essence of that practice really teaches you intention, the quality of intention, endurance, perseverance, astute timeliness, appropriateness, telepathy, group resonance, body awareness. All of these things are implied in Nipi. And of course, Nipi is one of seven or eight different rites, which also included Hambleche, Vision Quest, Sundance, Pawa, and other initiations and what have you. Essentially, it was a way of life which was deeply connected to the seasons and the wheel of the year. And we would train for Hambleche all year long, as well as Sundance. And so the gratification that came at the time that we were in those ceremonies was most profound, because we had basically put in motion our collective will and knew what it meant to achieve things together as a community, as a people, as individuals. And within that matrix of culture, there were many professional healing arts practitioners who were also integrating their skills and services. And if I only had more time, I would have been able to appreciate more of it. But essentially what we're trying to do is create what has now been defined by the Foundation for the Law of Time as CREST centers, or centers for wellness, which are well rooted in the idea of a. Pardon me for just a second. I think I might just sort of run up.
Excuse me, folks. Am I running you off with this? I'm producing a live radio show right now, so I apologize.
Okay. So we have a very conventional couple here that had to relocate, and I'm doing my best to keep to myself in the cafe here, but it might be best for me to step out. And very quiet, subdued, conventional-looking couple. And what they're doing in a freak show like this is really quite odd, because this is definitely a unique environment for art. And as you can tell, the piano is quite loud, and the conversation in the room next to me is also lively. So what to do? Okay, well, you can hear the phlegm in my voice. The confessions part of the program comes when Bud offers up his 2 cents to let you know that I am riding the coattails of my merit, that if it wasn't for my personal practice, there'd be no way in hell I would be able to push the mountain of media and accomplish the tasks that I am in bringing you Measure 74 and bringing you the refined 13-year facet of Measure 67. And I digress. Anyway, if you go to gorgewellness.org, you'll see that there's quite a mission with ThinkLinks and the whole nine yards. And the third point of interest is to research, investigate, and preserve indigenous healing traditions and plant knowledge. And what that's all about is obvious, that there's a great deal of insight that comes as a result of being in tune with indigenous wisdom streams. And we have only begun to scratch the surface when we talk about plant knowledge. Again, cannabis is only one herb amongst herbs which can be utilized to tonify your body, to purify your blood, to really optimize your chi and your well-being. And so we want the mainstream to know that that we are not prejudiced to cannabis when it comes to plant knowledge or the integration of raw foods and other organic alternatives. We want to foster creative environments, care facilities, wellness centers, and retreats to encourage self-empowerment and build self-esteem. We've got to have environments for that. And really it's about us reclaiming our power and learning to express ourselves in ways that are befitting, that are uplifting, and that that recharge our batteries. And that's what the OMMP has to offer. You know, we're looking at resource centers, compassion centers, kinship centers, neighborhoods turned into weekly wellness gatherings and potlucks and these types of things. And this is what we're looking forward to when we suggest that garden culture is the economy on the horizon to help us reorient ourselves from hell on earth. Okay. Well, the mission statement goes on. We're going to save the rest for another time. And in so doing, want to make sure that I squeeze in a little bit of music tonight. And I also want to follow through on the rest of my blog show topics. So we may have to extend this program in the near future to an hour, but for now, the idea was to cover some of the points within the mission statement of the Wellness Massage Collective. Panagen 67 is on the line. Bud Strider just in time, and we'll get around to those confessions and the keys to wellness. You know, we discussed a little bit of that last night. But, you know, everybody likes to hear about the skeletons in Bud's closet, and so we'll just put it this way, that to be all that you can be, Mr. Bud Strider, and to to profess such insight into what you're coining as cannabis sensibilia. You must needs describe to the people the challenge it is to fully be optimized when you're subject to when you're subject to the immaturity of today's age and the total lack of trust and cooperation by men who are at odds with not only their evolutionary mandate, but with the feminine call of the Most High. So it's our job to remedy that, and in so doing, I'm going to give it over to Peter.
Please don't leave me for dead on these burning sands. Peter, you said that you're not just anyone. Your survival in the wild. I can't sleep with this heat anymore. A beast of free, all the love you'll give is souls in an act of art. Let us empty all the gold in the sea key. Slowly, you're so lonely when you take. You can be anything you want to be.